do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live, hurtling at y'all from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. That was a little abrupt. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If you're not listening to us live, then and you're hearing us,
yes,
then perhaps you're astral projecting.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. God.
Or you've gone and done download this as a podcast at iTunes. No, fuck iTunes. At Apple Podcasts, at Stitcher, Spotify, God, your favorite podcasting application, or at crabdiving.com. If you just want to say screw all of them, there's a button right there. You play it. I think it plays on my iPhone.
Oh, yes.
I think it plays on my Android device.
Right,
so.
Right. It doesn't.
Crabdiving.com.
Does it play on my fucking radio, my hand crank weather emergency radio?
Well, no, we don't broadcast. We don't have a signal going out, okay. That kind of signal.
What if this is the only thing left?
Well, yeah, if Trump wins the election,
Corona,
we're going to be subversive radical radio.
He's got the election wrapped up.
We're going to have to move into a van.
I swear to fucking God, it's going to be.
No, he doesn't have it wrapped up.
You can't come out to vote. Corona, election canceled. Suck this dick.
They're not going to let him do that.
Who's they?
The courts are getting pissed at him. That's some of the big headlines. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the tap dancing fuck out of it. We're going to be here.
Oh, shit.
That's what they should play now instead of Hail to the Chief.
Right. They should.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal, and thanks for listening and join us on social media.
Yes,
where all the cool kids hang out, crab diving on the Twitter and on the Facebook and on the Instagram.
Yes,
it's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus,
where we talk a little bit more about the incursions into our government of Christian loons,
you know,
really, who want to take everything over. We don't even want nobody wants to persecute y'all.
No,
don't believe what you want. Go ahead. I think it's all silly.
It
all
is.
Silly. All of the religions. I'm an equal opportunity atheist.
Absolutely.
They're all silly to me.
What is silly?
But go ahead.
Is that
que sera?
Yes, but Sarah.
Keep your K out of my Sarah.
Shove your God up your fucking ass and leave me the fuck alone.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Yeah, screw off, Jesus. Get out of my face. Jesus is in my face all the fucking time. Why? I don't believe in him.
There are parts of what the character Jesus in that book said.
What parts?
That are pretty cool. The whole loving your neighbor part.
Oh, yeah.
And don't be a dick. And,
right.
I'm paraphrasing.
Love your neighbor. Not too hard, Boy Scouts.
They don't seem to focus on those parts anymore.
Yes.
Many Christians, many.
Oh, shit. That's weird, Pat. That's weird that you mentioned that.
Trump is, trumping.
Right.
Trumpy trumping.
Yes.
And let's see what's going on in the headlines.
Ooh.
I haven't played that silly drop in a while.
Right.
And I may not still.
Like, it's not working.
Drag, God. Drop.
Who is this software? Work. What?
Let's try this one. Oh, that one worked.
What's wrong with there?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline. This is why I don't do it. March 6th, 2020.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Nine.
God, I do shit that I have to put a date on all morning. You'd think I would know what the fucking date is.
Well.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Indeed.
God, I got irritated earlier on the Twitter.
Yes.
Reading some comments where all the bots are just... Bernie's a commie. And then people with brains try to explain what democratic socialism is. And they're like, yeah, communism. He's a commie.
Our society doesn't work because dumb fucking people are given the same voice a smart fucking person is given. And I'm sorry, but that's the truth. These fucking morons that are inclined to be racist and shit. They're the ones in charge. This is fucking stupid. These are dumb fucking people.
And evil fucking people in charge.
Yeah, that's true. We've got
bad
the dumb
actors
and the evil. How do you contend with that shit?
John Roberts holds the future of abortion in his hands, it says over at the HuffPo.
Oh, a white guy. What a shock.
He's got the whole fetus in his hands.
You probably only need one hand.
He's got the whole load.
Oh, yeah.
His hands.
For them, a load is a fetus.
He's got the whole load.
Muscle. A load is a fetus, and a fetus is a white baby.
ScrollGuard is disposable and washable, so you can stay clean every time. And shipping is discreet so that your privacy is protected. This product is not available in stores, so visit ScrowGuard.com to make sure you get yours. ScrowGuard, because protection is everything.
God damn! We're not done yet!
That guy earned his cash.
We are not done yet. That's what that is.
Oh my God.
You can stay clean every time. Every time.
Who well, and why do you why do you with? Why do you need I'm, why do you need discreet packaging? You should be proud that your garden is grow.
Oh sure. Hi, hey Bill. It looks like they delivered your monthly your monthly palette of ScrowGuards.
Right. You got to pry the other one off.
Oh yes.
Yeah, help me powder up, will you, Bob?
You really need to get. I don't know what. I guess you could get military contracts with this item and make a lot of money, maybe. I don't know. Who buys these? The Catholic Church?
I mean, you can't wear it that long because I don't think there's a poop hole.
You can wear it that long.
Well, whatever you're into.
Right. Wow. That, geez, that's a horrible thing you just described.
Oh, God.
What? It's like, I don't know, man.
It's science, man. You got to poop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, not with a ScrowGuard on.
I mean,
it would seem like you would be able to, though, right?
What kind of safe words are involved in cleanly?
No, you would have to be able to do play. That and have a ScrowGuard. It's probably not advised.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. John Roberts holds the future of abortion in his hands. It says
we really need to. The animation department is going to have to work overtime today. Okay.
Remotely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In 2016, Louisiana had 6 abortion clinics. By 2017, the number had dwindled to 3. Soon there may be only 1 clinic left to serve nearly 1 million women of reproductive age in the state.
Wow, boy. Now, I'm not going to ask Brian Williams about the math, but that seems like that's not a lot of people. I mean, that's not a lot of clinics for all. That's 1 clinic for 1 million people. So that clinic could give each one of those people $1 million.
That was unfortunate. Brian Williams doing some Trumpian math accidentally.
Oh, I'm so glad it wasn't me.
So whether or not the clinics get knocked down to one depends on the outcome of a critical abortion case now at the Supreme Court.
Yes.
It centers on a Louisiana law requiring doctors who provide abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles, which is difficult to obtain. And critics say it's a, quote, sly attempt to wipe out abortion access in the state.
You know, our forefathers, I think, our slave-owning forefathers, they envisioned probably people serving in government that maybe they had differing views, but they also wanted to do good for society. And maybe they didn't like, how in the fuck could you construct a government where you have to account for bullshit like this? For someone just doing something that's clearly not in the spirit of, like, you know what I mean? Like a trap law.
Well, it was a decent attempt in 1776.
Yeah.
And you had some rich slave-owning dudes and shit.
Are you saying this is the best they could have done?
Well, but
the
it best. Could have evolved possibly a little bit more. This was what I don't really understand. A near identical law was struck down by the Supreme Court already in 2016.
So why do this again?
However,
man?
The composition of the bench has changed.
Oh, great.
A wee little mote with now Neil Gorsuch and Brett. Wah, wah, wah. I'm going to go have some brews with Squee Kavanaugh.
You know, this makes me sad because
maybe get a little rapey.
God, this country fucking fucked up. You fuck dicks. You should have fucking went with Warren for this goddamn fucking election. Everything is so fucking important.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Get over this cultism and vote blue, you cunts.
On the campaign sign. Vote blue, you cunts.
It is making me insane.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Get in trouble for that one, though, and people will be upset on Twitter and shit.
I know they would. But, you know, you listen to Warren interviewed on Matt Owl, and you're just so sad. You're just so sad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you fucked up, stupid idiot.
Even Maddow, did you see the point when Maddow said she asked her a question that I guess, you know, sometimes they let them know what they're going to talk about and shit,
yeah.
You know. But this was Maddow threw her one that she didn't expect. And she gave a long, detailed, educated, cogent response. And Maddow literally said, before going to commercial, God, it would be great if we had a president that could take a question that they were completely unprepared for and give a well-thought-out, cogent, informed response.
This isn't fucking fair. This country is too fucking dumb to save itself. You should have went with Warren, you fuckheads. You idiot, fucking, sexist, bastard fuckheads.
Well, we got to move on.
Fuck.
And get Trump out of there.
And who is she going to endorse?
I don't know.
How the fuck does she endorse Bernie?
I would think she would. I think she might lean Biden.
I mean, you know.
But we shall see.
If I had the attack she had online from those fucking Bernie bros, I might feel similarly. You know, I don't know.
Well, and just for the case of who,
that's stupid.
Is the young coalition that Bernie may energize going to come out enough?
Yeah.
To offset the older and more moderate Dems who are going to be like, holy shit. It's a socialist. And, you know, or do we risk alienating the Bernie crowd?
I tell you, think about it like this, dude. If you were auditing an audition and you were choosing between Bernie, Bernie came in an audition, Biden audition, Elizabeth Warren audition, and you were involved in casting. Who the fuck would you be banging your fists on the table for? I would be like, did you see what she did to Bloomberg?
Well,
she ripped his heart out of his asshole.
That
and
happens.
Ate it.
But that happens.
That's
I told you.
That's what we need.
I told you I'm going to Hollywood drop a story. I told you when I was kind of working in casting. I was helping with a pilot that was being casted.
Yes.
And
casted.
It was like a network dealio. It was kind of a big dealio. I wasn't high on the
right.
You know, I was in the office. It's not, I'm not making it sound like I was the casting director or anything. I was a gopher.
You were in the fucking room.
Well, sure.
You're in the fucking room.
There were like 8 people in this room for this this teen kid role.
Yes.
This wisecracking 15-year-old kid who's, you know, they wanted a Han Solo type or something like that. Puke. Yeah. And the director was there, all the producers, the suits from, I think it was CBS, casting people, blah, blah.
Yes.
It was like 9 people.
Right.
And a bunch of kids came in. Some were good. Some were less.
Some were Klobuchar. Some were Biden. Some were Bernie. But there was one, I bet.
And one kid came in who was okay. But the director gushed over this kid for some reason.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, well, all right, whatever. 3 or 4 or 5 kids later, a kid came in who silenced the room.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, holy fucking shit, this is the kid. He's perfect.
Yeah.
He was amazing. They had him read a couple other things, and he was fucking incredible. All the producers, all the suits, everybody was like, well, after he left the room, they're like, well, I think this has got to be the kid, right?
And yet she persisted.
And the director said, nuh-uh.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Guess who won? Director,
of course.
Director slash producer,
of course.
And
you know you were right.
Well, you know you were fucking right. That's the thing. Sometimes you're just fucked, and you got to play the hand you're dealt.
This is an important hand. And
right.
Dumb
but now
fucking
we have
fuckheads.
To. Now there's nothing we could do. We gotta look forward, because getting Trump and all these GOP. Anal warts out of office is paramount.
Yeah. What? So we just don't ever get Elizabeth Warren as fucking president.
Well,
that
probably
sucks.
Not. But
that
she's
sucks.
Definitely going to have a voice and a platform. And you know, never say never. Maybe she'll be a VP or maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It doesn't say a lot in this country that the reality is we saw the best person. We saw the best person do a lot of things that you needed to see. We saw the best person go and take out a guy just like fucking Trump. Just like Trump, a little taller. Just like Trump. Ripped him a new asshole. It was like, here, bleeding. The guy is done.
Yeah.
I finished him. I this guy, listen, he spent how many billions? How many billions?
Who?
Bloomberg.
Well, $500 million to
okay, so
a billion.
Nearly $1 billion this guy spent to be a contender. Elizabeth Warren finished that little motherfucker in 15 minutes.
Sure,
ended it.
Yeah,
that
twice.
Wasn't good enough for America.
Twice,
God, fuck you, fucks. It's insane.
That's why I said that that was the perfect rehearsal.
Yeah.
That shows you who our president, who our presidential candidate needs to be, because she took on an arrogant billionaire with misogyny issues
and
black people issues.
And it was clever. It was clever.
She's effective. Brilliant.
She was great.
She's smart. She's the smartest person up there. I know. We're just venting, people. Sorry.
No, listen.
If you're a Bernie person,
if you disagree with me, fuck yourself. Fuck yourself.
If you're a Bernie person, if you're for Biden person, that's fine.
Yeah, I hope. I hope it's fine. I hope it all turns out fine.
You know, I don't see a lot of people who are saying I'm voting Biden now that were Elizabeth people, and there's a lot of them. I don't see them saying, if it's not Biden, I refuse to vote for Bernie. But I'm seeing more of the bot-ish kind of action of the Bernie people saying, if it's not Bernie, we can't vote for
bot-ish.
Biden.
Yeah, I mean, the thing
is... You know what they're saying, some of the bots? They're like, well, he should actually, you know, answer some of these questions about Burisma so that we can,
God,
we can, you know, get past this.
We
and just say, you know, hey, Hunter got a job based on his last name because the Ukrainians thought maybe we'll be able to get some love from the vice president of the United States. And but nothing happened. There's no there is 0.0 evidence of any untowardness from that relationship. Yes, maybe it was a conflict of interest. And that's at worst what it's been described as by sane people.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
to the Trumpies, it's the most corrupt thing that's ever happened.
Oh, absolutely.
In the history of the universe. And we need to look into it right now.
Yes. So it's, you know, if Rachel Maddow, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, available on the podcasting app, Stitcher, Spotify.
My apologies.
I apologize. I'm so sorry. but we just did it.
Yeah. Her ears would explode. She can't even say damn.
What happened to your drinking segment? And
she hasn't felt like celebrating a lot on Fridays, right?
When do you do a fucking drinking segment? I just want to say that interview with Warren was so good, but I understand I understand what it was. That was a slap in America's face saying you fucked up. Bam. That's exactly the you could have had this and now you're not going to have it. You fucked up. I understand that. I understand the message in that interview.
Right. And she wasn't lying when she's, you know, when these politicians say, I've spent my whole career fighting for the little guy, and they've been in the Senate for 38 years. Pardon me, but, you know, I might have to take a look at what you've said. She did.
Yeah.
She was a teacher, a special ed teacher, and then when she went to law school, she worked with her main subject was helping consumers and shit. That's why she got put in charge of by Obama to build and run the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, because we can't trust the government. It was a nonpartisan, non-separate entity, and that's why the Republicans hate it. And now I'm sure there's nothing left. Probably bleeding from all holes all that's left of the that organization, because you know who's been running it? The chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
Oh, God.
Who, when he was a tea loon despised by his own constituents,
no one liked him
in the Congress, he was squealing, kill it, get rid of that, it's unconstitutional. Because God forbid, it puts people above corporations.
The thing is, with her, it's like everything she laid out there spoke to, I can't imagine what she did not cover. What did she not cover in that campaign that was backed up to a blog you could go look at, that was transparent, that made sense? And the sad thing is, the only thing, the reason she did not, she wasn't the runaway, is because she has inside fun parts. And that is who we are. We are a sexist, fucking racist, goddamn country. It's you just can't get around it.
That was the first story we spun off, but
I know.
Future abortion.
Right.
Is in the hands of John Roberts, I guess, because I guess you could probably guess how the other loons are going to vote.
Oh, God. Vote blue, you fucking dicks.
And then how soon after that? I mean, you know, heaven forbid we had a Republican administration. But I'll bet the Republicans hold the Senate, how soon before they draft a federal abortion ban bill?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I have no idea.
We should leave it up to the states. How soon after Roe gets knocked over would those assholes say, I don't think we should leave it up to the states. I think we should ban it.
That is why what you are saying is why this God, it's, you know, she is going to town on this tiny. Yeah,
that's the new toy is being decimated.
This, what is it? The little purple. What is that?
Little purple. I can't remember what it was. Yeah.
She is a tyrant. A little purple. You can't even tell what it used to be.
Well, no, it's the face is ripped off.
Oh.
I think it's a bear. I think it's a little purple bear.
Okay, okay. What you're saying is, fuck, I lost my train of thought. It doesn't matter. Something about how everything's fucked up. That's all I meant.
The abortion laws and the...
Oh, yeah. The,
So that's the headline. The future of abortion is in the hands of John Roberts.
Yay. That's why you vote blue, maybe, because, you know... You know, the Supreme Court justices and things of that nature.
Yeah, but if they say this law is cool.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. You can.
Right.
You could go to a podiatrist and have them put you in twilight while they take out your ingrown toenail.
Oh, shit.
And they don't need privileges.
Right.
Dentists.
Is that what they do?
Can almost knock you the fuck out.
Right. They don't need privileges.
They don't need privileges. It's, admitting privileges. It's directly.
It's disingenuous.
Right.
It's stupid.
And hopefully there's some people who on the Supreme Court who listen to like science, the science of it. That it's safe. It's a safe procedure.
Oh yeah. The thing is, it's like, this is to me, this kind of shit is why the primary this time around was particularly loony, because we're talking about losing the right, reproductive rights of women. That's what we're talking about, right? It's really not about the differences in between Warren and Bernie's Medicare for All or whatever the fuck it is. That's not the deal. The deal is that what you're saying could be a reality.
Yeah.
For sure. Could be a reality.
Yes.
And so... Shouldn't it be about that? It should be always about that. It's insane that it's not, and it's insane people don't get that. Fuck them, you idiots. God. Fuck.
Yeah, they should be talking about Roe versus Wade lot more.
It no one wants to, listen, I understand it's not fun to campaign about from fear. But we
too
should
late,
all,
yeah.
We,
I mean,
we should
shit.
Be terrified. The Nazis in the White House, be afraid.
The Drudge Report has the same headline it had yesterday, rates near zero, but then it has more underneath: liquidity concerns, tax cuts to ease pain, question mark, virus fear hits White House.
Oh, shit.
And then magazine says less than 2,000 Americans tested. This is not good.
Is that true?
The Atlantic this morning.
Yes.
Exclusive. The strongest evidence yet that America is botching coronavirus testing.
I saw this. Oh.
Well, fucking yay.
Listen, everybody get near the graph bong if you haven't heard this one. I mean, shit.
Now I feel like I have to cough, but I don't have the corona.
I feel like I'm sick. shit makes you feel like you're sick. That sucks. God. Good thing Donald Trump's in charge.
Yeah, I feel safe.
You know what I love? I love these fuckheads. You live in Pensacola. Just fucking idiots. It's always these young guys in their 20s that want to list out how Biden is just like Donald Trump. And they list the ways.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Joe Biden dealing with this or this fuckhead?
Right.
Please. Go fuck yourself.
It's just about how bullshit it is that we're not testing. We should be testing.
We have no idea.
We have
we
no
don't
fucking.
Know
it could
shit.
Be a could be a ticking time bomb. It might not, but it could very fucking well be.
So how am I supposed to go about my motherfucking business as an American? Then it could be horrible or nothing. I don't know.
This will make you feel. Well, I don't want to presumpt.
Okay. Don't tell me how that's going to make me feel.
Posting yesterday from a nurse at a at a Northern California Kaiser facility.
I think I read this one. I'm reading all this horrible shit. It's horrible. Oh, this is all
I'm
horrible.
Read it fast. As a nurse, I'm very concerned that not enough is being done to stop the spread of coronavirus. I know because I am currently sick and in quarantine after caring for a patient who tested positive. I'm awaiting, quotes, permission from the federal government to allow for my testing, even after my physician and county health professional ordered it.
Holy fuck. Yes. And is that the same article where they talk about that they don't... The problem is... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
They don't have enough shit to protect the nurses and the doctors, so they're going to get sick, and that's how we're fucked.
I volunteered to be on the care team for this patient who we knew was positive. I did this because I had all the recommended protective gear and training from my employer. I did this assuming that if something happened to me, of course, I too would be cared for. Then... what was a small concern after a few days of caring for this patient became my reality. I started getting sick.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Donald. You fuckhead. Get it out. Get it. Get it together.
When employee health told me that if she works at Kaiser, then she gets free health care from the Kaiser system. When employee health told me, disclaimer, this is who I worked for.
Yes. Kaiser. It sounds like they have some socialism.
It actually... It was pretty, when I was an employee, it was really kind of fucking good healthcare, honest with you.
Yeah.
They're big on, well, I'm not going to sell Kaiser to people. Only for financial reasons, they're big on preventative medicine because guess what? They have to pay out less.
Yeah.
If they say, hey, get your fat fucking ass up off the couch and move. We've got movement programs and we've got diet programs.
But this story is coming from Kaiser.
Yeah, this is a
this
that
is doesn't
not
make
good.
Any sense, though. If they're so good on everything else, well, how are they fucking
Kaiser's
this up?
Kaiser's fault.
Why not? Aren't they supposed to have the shit?
Employee health said that my fever and other symptoms fit the criteria for potential coronavirus. I was put on a 14-day self-quarantine. Since the criteria was met, the testing would be done. My doctor ordered the test through the country. The county. The public and the country. It's in the country.
Yes, I have a hunch.
The public county officer called me and verified my symptoms and agreed with testing.
Okay, great.
This is killing me, by the way, that this is... That they just can't go to a cabinet.
We did this story in Florida or some shit like that. Yeah. We already did this.
The national CDC would not initiate testing. They said they would not test me because if I were wearing the recommended protective equipment, then I wouldn't have the coronavirus.
Yay! Yay! MAGA! MAGA! God, MAGA!
She says, well, this is no shocker. What kind of science-based answer is that? She says. What a ridiculous and uneducated response from the department that is in charge of our health in this country. Later, they called back. Now it's an issue with something called the identifier number. They claim they prioritize running samples by illness severity and that there are only so many to give out each day. So I have to wait in line to find out the results. This is not the ticket dispenser at the deli counter. It's a public health emergency. Her first exclamation point.
You know what I don't know? What does the test look like? What I mean is it come in a box like this fucking big, like the size of my weather radio, or is it coming in a fucking envelope? Is it heavy?
I would think not. I mean,
I'm serious. Is it like in a little box, a tube? Is it a needle? It's a fucking test.
The coronavirus testing. Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Looks for signs of coronavirus infection in nasal secretions, blood, or other bodily fluids. So they probably take a blood sample.
Oh, okay. Shit. Gosh. This is just a blood sample and they don't have the test? And I don't get it then.
She says, I'm a registered nurse. I need to know if I'm positive before going back to caring for patients.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, right?
I am appalled. At the level of bureaucracy that's preventing nurses from getting tested, this is a healthcare decision my doctor and my county health department agree with. Delaying this test puts the whole community at risk.
But they're saying it's being delayed because there just aren't enough tests.
I have the backing of my union. Nurses aren't going to stand by and let this testing delay continue. We are going to stand together to make sure we can protect our patients by being protected ourselves. Well, yeah, you know... Hand a gun to the people on the front lines, bitches.
Yeah, and listen to them. And do what they say. Listen to these fucking nurses, man. They right. know what the fuck. They always know what they're talking about. They know what they're talking about. It's crazy. What is worse, the coronavirus or this or Trump's handling of it? It's, you know, it's not a reason.
Well, together it's a fuck storm. I mean, it's yeah. And people will die.
Oh, but her fucking emails. But her motherfucking emails. Her motherfucking emails.
Because he's more concerned about how it affects him politically. And that, than anything else. And you know, and the stock market. So his rich ball licking friends.
Ooh, yes.
It, he golfs with.
Oh yes. And you know, I lost my train of thought again. I'm sorry. This is crazy. No, I know. What? Oh my God! She destroyed that bear. That bear is dead.
It's amazing how much stuffing is in those little things.
That's our future. I mean,
it's a metaphor.
Oh yes. I mean, what the fuck?
You're playing Trump right now, Shelby.
I just don't.
The Republicans.
You know, nobody. I don't remember anybody saying. I remember people saying like, "Well, if Trump gets elected, he'll tweet us into a nuclear war." Blah 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 blah. Like a lot of people predicted crazy shit, and he's kind of done some crazy shit, right?
Well,
a lot
I remember like a bad disease being mentioned.
I don't remember in the
list of possibilities of holy shit. What if this happens and he's in charge?
Good news, guys. The people, the brain trust walking us through this pandemic is Donald Trump, former Miss Universe.
Well, Pence.
Yes, and Pence, the guy who brought Indiana more AIDS or something like that.
Sure.
Because he closed down like needle exchanges, some stupid shit. What the fuck? I just can't believe. I there has to be some Republicans out there. Who as they lay there in a corona quarantine choking on their own fucking snot, are you happy with your vote, you fuckheads?
So that's spectacular.
Yeah, that is just great.
I mean, no, I don't think we need to test you. You're not. Are your lungs both still on the inside?
God.
Oh, okay. No, we're not gonna test you.
I mean, just think of the reality of that. I mean, how long does this situation have to last until we literally are somewhere where there's no nurses? There's no, the healthcare workers that could have taken care of us are fucking, they have corona or they might have it.
Right?
I don't mean to sound alarmist. I really don't, but shit. This is fucked up, man. This is dicked up to the max. Not to go 90s.
Breaking news, everyone. We've got Representative Jim Jordan.
Oh, okay.
This is from the CNN.
Yes.
We've got. Now, six former wrestlers are saying that Representative Jim Jordan knew about the abusive OSU doctor.
Oh, my God. Well, Jim, I mean, you know.
Oh, my God.
Are there more stories?
We disgustingly I joke about this.
Yeah.
But listen to this. This is literal. Tito Vasquez says he remembers the day 3 decades ago when, as a wrestler at Ohio State University, the doctor he'd gone to see about a bloody nose,
yes,
insisted on examining his genitals.
Oh, my God. God. And Jim Jordan knows this happened.
He also recalls how one of his coaches dismissed his immediate complaint. Vasquez... quoted the assistant coach as saying, "I have nothing to do with this," effectively ending the conversation and then left.
But he's a coach.
That coach was Jim Jordan.
But you're a coach.
I have nothing to do with this.
But Jim, you're a coach.
I had a bloody nose. He wanted to see my dick.
Is Jim, you're a coach, right, Jim Bag, and you're looking out for your students. the people on the team that you're coaching. And some guy's like, the doctor is fucking with my dick because my nose is bleeding.
Vasquez is one of six former OSU wrestlers who told CNN in recent interviews that they were present when Jordan heard or responded to sexual misconduct complaints about the team doctor, Richard Strauss.
I tell you what, this guy
has hundreds of accusations against him. God. From males and females.
He must have been busy. I mean, he was. Must have been. Jeez. What? I mean, so Jim probably knew about most of them while he was around. I don't know how he wouldn't. This is nuts.
Eight others say that Strauss's inappropriate behavior was an open secret in the athletic department and that Jordan, among others, had to have known about it.
Do you think, now, I don't mean to sound rash, do you think Jim Bag
should itch?
Oh, yes. No, don't have a rash or a bloody nose or somebody's going to have to touch your balls.
You're right.
You know, maybe this guy just has a very poor idea of physiology, but he's a doctor.
But I've got headaches. Well, that's a prostate exam.
Oh, yeah. It's your brain. I don't know. Jim should resign.
He should get the fuck out.
He should resign.
Holy shit.
I mean, you facilitated some guy feeling up the fucking the team you were coaching.
Poor Katie Price, the representative that quit recently because of the picture that came out of her sitting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With all her yayas shit. Out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's gone. Right, she resigned.
She resigned.
Now, but I mean, that was crazy.
What's a threesome? Who cares?
You know, this guy.
Is she a good representative? I don't care what she's doing on her off time or who she's doing
hundreds
on her off time.
Of complaints of molestation and stuff, and you're in charge. I mean, you're obviously not that engaged on what is going on in the fucking locker room, dickhead, or maybe you are. You just don't give a shit.
An independent report commissioned by the university concluded last year that Strauss, quote, sexually abused at least 177 male student patients.
Damn!
Between 1979 and 1998.
1979 to 98. So he was doing all that creepy shit for years and fucking years. And nobody said shit.
A number of lawsuits have been filed against OSU over the allegations. On Friday, today, OSU announced that it reached a monetary settlement with Strauss's victims in 11 out of 18 of the pending cases thus far.
Wow. Holy
Isn't
shit.
Isn't it great that healthcare or education costs and tuitions are so high?
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to pay off your diddling doctor fees?
Oh, yes. And meanwhile, Jim Jordan's just sitting there hanging out, making jokes. They probably joked about it. They're probably like, oh, that guy's got to go see the doctor. Uh-oh.
Well, didn't they? The one guy said that they were... That he went up. Oh, the coach. No, the referee, the visiting ref who took a shower. It was like it walked up to the coach and Jordan and said, I just took a shower and your doctor was in there showering, except he was like spanking it in the corner. And I'm paraphrasing. And and they were like, ha, well, yeah, that's him.
That's him.
Ha ha.
What kind of fucking culture was going on at this?
Yeah.
This wrestling team, these coaches. Creepy.
It's this bro network of you circle the wagons no matter what kind of
even with the jacker in
thing
the shower,
they do.
A guy somebody visits your you know it's their area,
dude, the
right?
Catholics.
It's their home. Yeah, that's true.
How could a bishop, even if you're not into youngins, how could you get reports that someone is sexually abusing children and
not
then just be like, well, I'm just going to move him over to a different parish.
Well, the fucking guy from Penn State, whatever his fucking name is. What's his face?
Paterno, Joe Paterno.
He looked the other way, right?
Allegedly.
Sandusky. God, our country is just, oh my God, we hate women. We hate children. You know, we just can't. I don't know.
Jordan's office in 2018 said Congressman Jordan never saw any abuse, never heard about any abuse, and never had any abuse reported to him during his time as coach at Ohio State.
Well, Pat, it sounds like that's fucking bullshit.
His campaign went so far as to hire a PR firm to push back on the allegations.
Wow. What kind of people? This must be.
This is why some, you know, public relations firms get a bad rap.
Well, I mean, they must be one hell of a public relations firm. Hey, here's your job. Make this not look so bad. Feel like, okay, no problem. Wait. You knew the guy was in the corner jacking off in front of somebody visiting, and you didn't think about, like, saying, hey, man, you're fired. The very bare minimum, you're not supposed to jack off in front of people at work.
Yeah, unless your work. Yeah, that's true. Unless you're getting paid to jack off.
Yeah, so people. Unless you're in that union.
Rock on.
Right.
The OSU commissioned report did not reach conclusions regarding each coach's knowledge of the abuse. But it did note that, quote, numerous student athletes said they talked about Strauss's inappropriate genital exams complained about Strauss's locker room and shower room voyeurism. They complained directly to or in front of OSU coaching staff. So that's what the report said.
Gave a shit about any of what you just listed? Hi, we've got a problem with a locker room voyeur, your team doctor. He's in the shower jacking off. Fine. Good.
Multiple former OSU athletes told CNN they find Jordan's denials puzzling. Because they say they distinctly remember him responding to complaints about Strauss. One former wrestler remembers a teammate complaining about Strauss, and Jordan said, if he ever tried that with me, I'd snap his neck like a stick of dry balsa wood. Oh, you're so masculine.
And very specific.
So,
balsa wood?
If he tried that with me, I'd snap his neck.
So... he's just displaying his masculinity.
Well, and
there,
he wouldn't try it with him.
Yes, he's trying it with the people on your wrestling team, these students.
That there's a power dynamic.
And you should. And the answer, it's this seems insane.
It's beyond fucked up.
It's like, because like he should have said, you know, if you're somewhere, if you're in a college or just call the cops, I guess. Don't go to your coach.
Another former wrestler said that he remembers Jordan responding to a complaint about Strauss by, the same kind of deal. He would break his neck if he tried something similar.
Jeez. Great. That's nuts. Oh yeah. I'm Jim Jordan. Look at my big dick. You can't stand up for your fucking students, or you just don't give a fuck. He probably thinks it's funny. He probably thinks that it's hilarious that other people just stand for it, you know.
Wrestler, what a great first name. I hope I don't pronounce it poorly. Dunyasha?
Yes.
Yetz said he first raised concerns about Strauss with Jordan and the head coach of the team at the time, Russ Hellickson.
Right.
After Yetz transferred to wrestle for OSU from Purdue. He said he was shocked when Strauss groped him during his initial first exam. He said he told both coaches he was uncomfortable. Quote, I even told them that if I had to go through this again, I'm not staying here.
Holy fuck. That's pretty clear.
In January of 1993, he went to Strauss after he injured his thumb in practice. During the examination, the doctor tried to remove his wrestling shorts.
Well, the thumb bone's connected. Wait, wow. That's a weird way to...
I said, Doc, it's my damn thumb. I literally got up off the table, turned around, and went out the door.
God.
He said he came out, complained to Jordan and other wrestlers about what happened. He said, the same bullshit. Jordan said, if he tried that on me, I'd kill him.
So what do you want...
But you're in charge. Report the motherfucker.
What is he telling his wrestler to do? Go kill him?
Well, right.
I mean, what the fuck?
Good God.
Yeah.
Jordan's saying they're all
crazy.
Lying poopy pants and they're all, anti-Trump.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right.
It's all political. It's lies. It's all lies.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
There you go. Oh, breaking news, everyone. Hashtag shocker.
just you know, he's a Republican, so he doesn't need to resign, right? I mean, is Trump calling on Jim Jordan to resign?
You're fucking kidding, right?
No.
I mean, that's one of his biggest...
He wouldn't give a shit.
Ball lickers.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck no.
Unreal.
Beyond crazy.
Yeah. What a shithead. What a fucking shithead. You imagine you're a good enough wrestler to wrestle at some high level on a goddamn... It sounds like a big college.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's... You got to deal with this. And some people probably dropped out because of this. It's stupid. This is insane.
Right.
Just fire the guy.
But that's where we're at.
And report him or something. Do something an adult would do. You dumb fuck.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. We're so thrilled to be here.
Jeebus, why didn't you tell Jim Jordan to fire this coach or report him to somebody or to do something? Why not?
This is interesting, Ryan, because someone of whom we occasionally play clips and I'll say mock.
Oh,
okay. Has said something. You know, in regards to something you're talking about a lot.
Oh, okay.
This is on the, I guess this is the Toddcast, the Todd Starnes show.
Oh, you fuck. The Toddcast? You fucking douchebag Todd Starnes.
Here is Todd Starnes, everyone.
What a douche! The Toddcast. Oh, okay.
Send the Hornets, Lord. Clear the field.
He wanted to send the Hornets after gay people. That's right.
Well, everything.
Oh, yeah. That's
all
nice,
the people,
Todd.
All the anti-Christian
the podcast,
the homosexuals, and the
sure Toddcast.
When they want to take prayer out of schools, send the Hornets, Lord. Clear the field.
Close your eyes. Talk to yourself on your own time. It's very simple.
Here's the someone who hits his consonants way too hard for broadcasting. Todd Starnes, everyone.
Fuck you.
Talking about the what he thinks will be a Democratic strategy to wrestle.
Oh, shit. Like Jim Bag.
The king from his throne.
Let me put my thumb in your ass.
Folks, Michelle Obama is hitting the campaign trail. That is the news nugget from this story.
That's
Michelle Obama hitting the campaign trail. So here's the question. Who's she campaigning for? Because, as we pointed out yesterday, in spite of Joe Biden getting all of these endorsements from Democrats, it's very interesting that neither Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, or Barack Hussein Obama or Michelle Obama have endorsed Joe Biden, the former vice president. And why is that? Why do you think that is?
Oh, God. I have a feeling Todd's going to tell us.
This guy is such a douche, man. Why does he sound like this?
Well,
why?
Because he's an anal barnacle.
Okay. Yeah.
A human being. He's
okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's a walking tower of...
Right.
Like pig vomit.
Fuck them. I get it.
Again, former First Lady Michelle Obama hitting the campaign trail. Folks, do not be surprised if Michelle Obama ends up becoming the nominee. I'm just telling you. I just want to throw that out there.
Is this... Why did we not lead with this? This is great news.
No, this is Todd fucking Starnes.
Great.
She's not. She's
news.
Just going out.
How do you explain this
but
source?
She's not.
This is source. This is a source. This is media. You don't value this? What is it? You don't value the Toddcast, the veracity?
Yeah.
I like this story.
His conclusions.
It's my favorite story.
I don't want you to be alarmed. I don't want you to go into cardiac arrest when Rachel Maddow announces that on national television.
Oh, boy.
This guy is such a douchebag, and he's saying that everyone...
Rachel Maddow.
But Todd, I think there's a lot of people out there who would love to have Rachel Maddow. I mean, I'd vote for Rachel Maddow. I'd have Rachel Maddow as president over Trump, right?
Sure.
Fuck yes. All day. Even Lawrence O'Donnell, right?
Yeah, I'd vote for yeah. Rachel from Friends.
The only person I wouldn't want from him, not Joe Scarborough, I don't like it, you know.
I would vote for
him. He would be better than Trump.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Probably that doctor jacking off in a corner.
But are you sad Al announces that on national television? But are you starting to see all the puzzle pieces coming together? Because really, I mean, this is a dumpster fire. It is a dumpster fire at a senior citizen's home. That's what we're watching right now.
What?
Bernie's...
Is he trying to say, Todd, that is, you know, you're making it's a joke ageist, about all yeah. the adult diapers in the fucking thing. Imagine how horrible that would be if it was on fire. Boy, who's writing for him these days? Penn and Teller? That's good.
The Lord is writing for Todd Starnes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to Penn and Teller. It's just it's the first thing I could think of. I know you guys are...
Sanders and Joe Biden. That's it. And Pocahontas, Lord love her, she couldn't even win her home. She could not win her own state or her home state of Oklahoma.
Fuck you!
Pocahontas, motherfucker.
Fuck you! Fuck! Fuck you, stupid!
Fucking asshole.
Fuck off! Fuck!
Little Toddley Starnes, everybody.
Fuckhead. God! Who fucks this guy? Is he married? Oh! God!
Little shart drizzle.
Oh! You're disgusting. No offense. No offense, but you are just a fuckhead. I mean that in a very constructive way. You're a fuckface. You suffer from fuckface-itis.
That's what we've got there. A little fuck Todd him. Starnes.
Yes, what a fuckhead.
Member of the Jesus Squad.
Oh, yeah. Have fun with your squad, dickbag. Fuck you.
I guess this is Right Wing Watch. This is their Twitter feed.
Yay.
I don't know if they have a story about it yet, but
I love that. I love the idea that when people say Michelle Obama's going to run for president, it would be a bad thing. Why?
The crab diving follow up?
Crab diving follow up.
Over at the Jim Baker Show. Yesterday, we had the blockbuster news that yes. the New York Attorney General had issued a cease and desist to Jim Baker to stop saying that his bullshit colloidal silver crap cured the corona.
Hey, and he gets he can go in the White House. This guy's welcome in the White House. Well, him and Trump are thick, man. They're tight.
I think he's B or C team for all those. Paula White.
Oh,
is a team
power. Stupid.
Here's today's show.
Yes,
the Jim Baker Show. Okay. After yesterday, widely reported that they received
right
a cease and desist.
Now, surely he's
from the New York Attorney General.
He's capitulating.
Now, H5N1 and SARS are also a part of the coronavirus family. The important thing you need to know is that right here, Biotech Labs, they did a test with 50% diluted solution. They did a test on SARS, and within 1 hour, it killed at 90%. How much more?
If I pissed in a Petri dish, if I had too much Corona beer and pissed in a Petri dish with the coronavirus, it might kill the virus. That's not how it works.
Okay, then why don't we do that?
You know what would kill the virus? A flamethrower. Let's put flamethrower nozzles up our rectums and pull the trigger.
But piss. You just said piss.
It's all bullshit.
Killed at 90%. How much more?
So I don't know who this asshole is.
Well,
some younger dude with a beard.
Oh, yeah.
Who is apparently, maybe he's the science dude defending. They're now defending their claims.
That's crazy. Jim Baker, you are crazy.
could the silver right here at 20 parts per million do for you? It's a simple math right there that you are protecting yourself with what is coming down. And we're still talking about a coronavirus family. We have not seen yet what it could do for this new COVID-19. But both, we know its effects with SARS. We know its effects with MERS and H5N1. We also know its effects with HIV. In an independent HIV study right here, the ABL silver product given orally daily.
I don't believe AIDS is a coronavirus.
Well, and I do believe that if this guy, if there was the cure for AIDS, I believe someone else would be aware of it, not on the Jim Baker Show.
At the bottom. I can't, it's hard to read. Winter Giant Silver Sol Bundle.
Gosh.
3 16-ounce liquids, 2 4-ounce silver gel tubes. Oh, I guess you use that as lube when you're fucking. $125.
What am I supposed to do with it for real? Like, pretend, who cares what they say you can do with colloidal silver? They're lying, obviously. What is it for? Like, what do I actually do with it? What was it meant for?
I don't fucking know. It's just, it's silver suspended in a liquid. It must have been
made for something. Someone came up with this for some fucking reason. It's not just.
Well, maybe, who the fuck knows? I don't know.
It's gonna have a purpose.
Maybe it occurred naturally somewhere where they.
Why would anybody make up something?
A stream, an underground stream went through a silver vein.
It just feels like there should be something.
Probably not this concentration.
It was meant for. It must have been meant for something. Because someone doesn't say, oh, I invented this colloidal silver. It cures AIDS, chlamydia, corona, all this other shit. I made it. It must have been meant for something, like polishing silverware or painting on a wall. I don't know. You know, it has to have a use. Somebody didn't just, I'm making
colloidal silver. The first thing when I Google, colloidal silver can cause irreversible side effects.
Okay. Well, that's obvious.
At least, well,
that's a negative article.
Google is also trying to make sure that you don't get Jim Baker as the number one response when you Google this.
Thank you very much, Google, and thank you, Bill Gates, or whoever the fuck owns Google. We appreciate it. Thank you, overlords. Thank you, Tim Apple.
It just says it's silver it's suspended in a liquid.
So
that's
it's just
all it
invented
says.
To make, give people a medium for bullshit. Here, I made this weird looking shit. If you can say cured AIDS if you want to, or corona, or you can say, like, if you rub it on your dick, it'll make you hard. It doesn't matter. It's all bullshit. I don't know what it actually does, but here's a fuck ton of it. Am I to understand this correctly?
Antimicrobial. It was an antimicrobial.
What is
which
that?
I guess it is. It kills little buggies. It does.
Okay.
But pouring the silver on a buggy. So what happened is it was used in the 18. Colloidal silver was first used in 1891 by a surgeon named B.C. Creedy to sterilize wounds. So he used
in
it as an external.
In 1881, though.
91.
90. Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you? Leaps of.
I'm sorry. 1891. That was a great year for medicine, wasn't it?
This is crazy.
1891. Rub it on your wounds, stupid.
They may have still, some, like in the West, they were still bloodletting and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
fuck yeah.
I mean.
I'm out of colloidal silver.
So there you go.
But Jim Baker still used it. It was like 1891. Yeah.
That's because it can sell it $30 a bottle.
Why, though? But why?
Because people are dumb.
How do you?
And will buy it, and he's a snake oil salesman.
Fascinating to me that there's a thing. Okay, but it is a microbial. It's a soap.
Antimicrobial. Well, but again, so is alcohol. So is... Yeah?
Do I rub it on a surface that I'm cleaning?
No, you don't need it.
It doesn't do anything, so it just exists for bullshit. That's it. That's the only thing it exists for.
Well, there may be other uses of it that I am not aware of. I don't know. Oh, well, Shelby, put that on your list.
It's just
things to research.
Bizarre. It's bizarre.
I'm sure one of our awesome listeners
they
may
probably
know,
use it.
They know, and yeah. We'll share the information with
right,
us.
Right.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Divings, CRABDIVING.
Polite Radical dabs it on his toast every day. Every Wednesday for lunch, has a little toast with colloidal silver. It's perfect. It takes the microbes off my fucking bread. I love it.
So dumb. It's so crazy. Here's the last few seconds of this, just in case we have a reaction from Lori. That's the only reason I'm playing the rest of this asshole. Oh, and now
daily completely help restore the T cell count of AIDS patients for just 4 months.
Oh,
so we know this has dramatic effects, and what we're telling you today is to protect yourself and boost your immune systems, because these viruses are hard to detect and you may not even know that you have it.
So I gotta rub this
for $200. You can get a case of 12 silver solution gel, the gel tubes.
Okay, number one, how do I take this to prevent corona?
Well, I think you put it on a cut and you cuts and shit. And
so I gotta cut myself and
no, not intent. No, if it's not.
But to protect from corona, how do I?
I don't know that the gel does a whole hell of a lot for you unless you're gonna rub it all over your body.
But this liquid stuff,
maybe you use it like Purell. Maybe you rinse your hands in it and some.
So
shit.
What do you do? Bend
it's really
over.
Expensive Purell.
Somebody shoves a funnel down your asshole. And they just pour it in there.
I said catheter.
Up. Oh, a catheter.
It's up your piss hole.
They don't say do that, do they?
No.
What would be less crazy?
Poe's law. Yeah,
are they
telling
you to swallow it, though?
They pour it in your ear like Hamlet's father.
Jim Baker, are you telling... Oh, that's... Hamlet used colloidal silver back in the day. Sure, in the 1600s or whatever. Jim Baker, are you telling people to drink this? Are you telling your flock to drink this? To drink it?
Well, that's what the liquid is for.
How dare you? Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure they drink it. That's why some of these people turn blue.
There's no way. Just listen, the Crab Diving Podcast will never sell this colloidal silver, right? I mean, we're in agreement on that. I know we didn't discuss that before the show, but.
Right, unless it's on Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
It's not.
If you want to buy some,
it's not on
ironically
Amazon.
For the joke, and
is it really?
Like put it on your mantle and laugh about it.
Nobody does anything with it. That's crazy.
Well, I'm sure there may be other uses for it, but it seems to be a home remedy. Antimicrobial.
If I was ruler and I decided that this industry was immoral and that I don't think you should be able to do this, and I went and seized all the colloidal and, just seized it and said no more, would that be tyrannical or would that be reasonable? Because I'm trying to find out why we have this. It just hurts people. We're letting the fucking dumbest of us. Pour silver down your gullet. Go ahead, fuckheads. Fuck Trump. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
And then no health care.
Fuck. Yeah, no health care, but I got a fuck ton of this colloidal silver shit. That's who's drinking this.
So.
They picked Trump. The people.
Those, okay. I'm sorry. We had a lot to get to.
Okay, my fault, man.
No.
It's just so goddamn dumb.
The
people
on this show,
that love this colloidal silver picked our president. Fuck you. Drink up, motherfuckers! Drink the fuck up! God.
This is pretty pretty fucking not great.
Yeah.
From our president.
Oh, yes. Hit that guy.
Oh, fuck. I thought I had it.
How's Marlon Brando doing? Does anyone know?
Fuck, fuck, fuck. The rabbit, I think, is still around.
Okay. Just wondering. Better give that rabbit some colloidal silver.
How long do those little rodents hang around? I don't know what the lifespan of a bunny rabbit
Poor rabbit. This rabbit, Marlon Bundo, is like, get me away from this lunatic. Spends all day beating himself with a fucking leather whip. Hmm? Maybe the rabbit likes it. Now look at my Instagram. It's all pints and assless chaps.
Well, Trump, I know you felt the surge. Ooh, of yes. Empathy and warmth.
Oh, I did.
As
yes.
Trump went to Tennessee to inspect the horrific damage from the deadly tornadoes.
Oh, my God. Did he really?
Is this your boat?
Is he still doing that? I mean, I would figure at some point, you're just like, you know what? Don't go to these, like, fucking disaster areas. I mean, it's like, I don't know, how do we say this, Trump? It makes it worse. Even worse. Right?
I don't know how you can say that, Ryan. Well,
great clips for radio and shit like that, but bad for the actual reality of the situation.
Listen to how he reacts. I heard this clip and it was I laughed aloud.
Right.
Hey, well, here he is. He the story tells itself.
Okay.
Lost people within the family. One family got entirely wiped out. There was one case, though, I heard a young man was, an eight-year-old boy was ripped out,
yes.
flown to a certain area, and dropped off at the street two or three blocks away. And they found him walking. And he said, I just flew in the air. And he was walking down the street two blocks away from his home. And how did his parents do?
We don't for sure exactly how they turned out.
They were found deceased.
So the guy next to it, he says, how did the parents turn out? The guy next to him says, we don't know how the parents turned out. And the guy next to him knows. And he says they actually were found deceased. So strap in, everybody, for the tsunami of empathy.
This is
that is about to spin off from the president of the United States.
And how did his parents do?
We don't for sure exactly how they turned out.
They were found deceased.
They were deceased.
He was the only surviving member of the household. Lost his sibling as well.
So it took him, and he said, I was carried by the air away from my house. He came back. But his
household were there and dropped in the neighborhood back behind
him. He was over there. And his parents were killed.
And sister.
And his sister. So we're going to go see some of the folks. Okay, thank you.
His parents and his sister. So we're going to go see some of the folks.
Oh, jeez. I mean, damn,
we laugh because it's so horrible and unbelievable.
This guy, is he just on, is he fucked up on shit?
I don't fucking know. I mean, he's
mind.
Well, to the core, he's like an asshole.
He has no feeling.
No.
And his sister. Oh, but he was just.
And his sister.
He is obsessing about.
He
what
finds
it would
out
the like.
Parents were killed.
Who cares?
And he goes back to how cool it was that the kid took a little bit of a Dorothy Wizard of Oz ride.
Which I don't know if it's been exactly the way our. Charismatic.
Well, they did find the kid like three blocks away.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'm just saying the way it's just crazy. God, this poor kid. I guess this is the story this kid will tell. Maybe he'll have kids and he'll tell the story about the time he lost his parents and his sister, and President Trump said these kind words. I mean, he really didn't even say anything. He didn't acknowledge it. Well, I guess he did. He's like, they're deceased. They were killed. Holy fuck.
I feel much better. Don't you all feel so much better?
He just doesn't care. That's it. This guy is a dude that doesn't give a fuck. About other people, particularly other people.
Apologies to those listeners. Apologies to those listeners that have told us that, they turned down the volume whenever we play Trump clips. I understand. I get it. I understand that his voice can be painful to the ears, but we got to play some of the shit he says. I apologize.
I want to make 2 points. I'm so sorry. This is horrendous. More. This is Diet Coke with lime.
Diet Coke with lime.
I don't know what fuckhead thought of this. This is a bad idea.
Anti-endorsement.
Oh, yeah. That is an anti-endorsement. And the other thought is, oh, fuck. You got to be kidding me. Go ahead.
Well, here's one more low light from this section. Trump.
What I would have done. I'm so sorry. You know how Melania has gotten into the habit of just doing whatever Michelle Obama did or just saying what she said sometimes. If I was his guy, I would sit Trump down in front of tape and show Obama at things like this and say, do you see how Obama behaved? Do you think he would be open to that? You could say, just don't try to feel anything. That's not your thing. Feeling shit isn't for you. But maybe you could pretend you feel something. Would that work?
Okay.
I guess not. oh God.
Trump
Jeez.
Then went to Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
To the CDC.
Oh, it's a tour. Oh, we're
tour
just,
the CDC.
Bam, we're taking care of business, motherfuckers.
I'm just trying to find which clip to play. There's so many.
Somebody is missing some executive time. That might be what is happening.
Here, man.
I just made this kind of thing happening. Do you think that having the Office of Pandemic Preparation in the White House is staff?
Asked if, you know, maybe it would have kept those pandemic offices open.
I just think this is something, Peter, that you can never really think is going to happen. You know, who I've heard all about.
No, you know, there was an office
we know
for pandemic preparation.
I mean, that would...
Which is preparing for something like this.
And it's created on the premise
happen.
Like this could happen. He's like, nobody could imagine this would happen.
And epidemiologists and people with really big degrees have said for years, it's not if, it's when. Shit like this
is
going to happen with all these aeroplanes flying all over the place.
We got to stop
shit
that.
Shit like this is going to happen.
Then 1 second, then. Why are we doing that, then?
Well, they're shutting down a lot of airplanes and people aren't flying.
But it really is. I know you made the point, but it's like, If this is Trump's thinking, then why do we have any doctors in the fucking first place?
But just to be reassured, Ryan.
Okay.
And I like this stuff. You know, my uncle is a great person. He was at MIT. He taught at MIT for, I think, like a record number of years. He was a great super genius, Dr. John Trump. I like this stuff. I really get it.
His uncle was a scientist. Therefore,
I'm a scientist.
He's an expert.
Oh, good. He's my dumb fuck uncle taught at MIT for fucking years.
John Trump. I like this stuff. I really get it. People are surprised that I understand. Every one of these doctors said, how do you know so much about this?
No, they I'm sure they didn't. They're all standing there aghast.
Not.
Every one of these doctors,
they
how do you know
not
so much about this? Wow, I never thought of that.
Why? Why? No one believes that. I don't think that Trump, you can't even convince yourself of that.
Maybe I have a natural ability. Maybe I should have done that instead of running for president. But, you know.
What?
I'm just going to skip over to epidemiology.
Instead of being
president.
Because
he's a big expert. Yeah.
I would have rather had that, maybe. I don't know.
What they've done is very incredible. I understand that whole world. I love that world. I really do. I love that world. And they should be given tremendous credit.
No, give them money. Give them masks. Give them masks and respirators. Whatever the fuck they need to not die while they're caring for people in the middle of a pandemic.
So
fuckhead.
But also be reassured that nothing about this this disaster is being looked at politically.
This is crazy.
crazy.
Is being looked at politically by the president. Not at all, because...
I love that world.
He wouldn't do that at all.
Do you love that world?
Loves that world.
I love the fuck out of that
science-y world.
You like science world?
Proving that Trump is not being political at all in regards to any of this stuff. Here he is talking about... The governor of Washington State, Jay Inslee, who has been, let's say, really fucking critical of Trump in the past.
Did he run for president?
Yes, he was the climate change guy. He ran only on climate change. That was his number one issue.
Right. Would rather have Jay Inslee than Donald Trump, and I know very little about Jay Inslee.
Here he is talking about the governor who's having kind of the worst outbreak right now of all the states in Washington state.
Oh, shit.
So Trump's not politicizing it at all. Oh,
yeah, I know.
The vice president went to the Seattle area yesterday.
He did.
With Governor Inslee.
Yeah.
He was very complimentary of Washington's response. The governor was a little less complimentary of your response.
If you couldn't hear it, Pence went to Seattle. He was very complimentary of the response, of course.
Yes.
Governor Inslee was less complimentary.
Hey, journalist who's asking this question, it's just so odd. You just want to fucking sound.
Of course.
Complimentary of Washington's response. The governor was a little less complimentary of your response.
So I told Mike not to be complimentary of the governor because that governor is a snake.
I told Mike, don't be complimentary of that governor because that governor is a snake. You should see these three doctors, old white guys all,
yes,
by the way. You should see these three doctors around him are just kind of like,
snake.
Okay, well, yeah.
Jay Inslee's a snake. He said he's a snake. They're talking about caring for the people he's in charge of for this corona shit, but that guy's a fucking snake.
That's right. It's not political at all. He's not politicizing this. How dare you accuse Trump of politicizing this?
Maybe he meant it like, you took acting classes, right?
I mean, a couple.
Yeah. A fuck ton. You might sometimes do it like an animal. What animal is your character?
Animal imagery, sure.
Maybe that's what Trump's referring to, some animal imagery. I don't know.
The governor, because that governor is a snake, okay? Inslee. And I said, if you're nice to him, he will take advantage. And I would have said, no. Let me just tell you, we have a lot of problems with the governor. And the governor of Washington, that's where we have many of your problems, okay? So Mike may be happy with him, but I'm not.
Damn! Mike Pence is going to, you know, whoever said that he's getting thrown under the bus with this shit is, I mean, you're spot on. You're right. And good. Fuck Mike Pence. Fuck him. Fuck the.
It's our president, everybody.
He's a snake. We got a lot of problems with Mike. How about, but the corona then? Are you guys communicating or coordinating anything? Or is anyone giving a fuck about the corona? Or were you just busy seething about this this governor that you probably don't know shit about?
Oh, no, he's here.
We've talked a lot about the health ramifications. Very important. But there are also economic ramifications. It's not more than about the end of the day. The travel industry, airlines. Can you give us a sense of what...
6,000 deaths due to what's called the flu. And I was, when I first heard this 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, when I was...
He went right to, the flu is so much worse.
Oh, yeah.
Corona's not that bad. A lot of people die from the flu.
Everyone is saying that. A lot of people say that. They're like, well, you know, relax. It's not the flu or some shit like that. But, you know.
Listen to where he goes from there into more.
Okay.
More detailed, more nuanced.
Right.
I was hearing the amount of people that died with the flu. I was shocked to hear it. Anywhere from 27,000 to 70,000 or 77,000. And I guess they said in 1990 that was in particular very bad. It was higher than that. As of the time I left the plane with you, we had 240 cases, and that's at least what was on a very fine network known as Fox News. I know you love it, but that's what I happened to be watching. And how was the show last night? Did it get good ratings, by the way?
This is his town hall. How was the show? Now he's looking at the Fox guy. And he's like, how was the show last night? Did we get good ratings?
Just because it says Fox on his microphone or some shit
he's
like that.
He's probably talking to the Fox guy. Yeah.
That's batshit crazy.
He's supposed to be talking about coronavirus.
Why don't you just ask him what the score was at the baseball game last night?
It's not about him.
Oh, yes.
What were my ratings? Were they good?
No, I mean, you know, Trump, the coronavirus is kind of about you right now.
I checked his Twitter feed this morning.
Yes.
And I had to scroll down a lot through retweets
of
people spewing crotch juices at him.
What?
For his brilliant performance.
Yay.
On the Fox Town Hall.
Oh my God.
How great it is to see a president sit there and have all the answers and tell the truth. Joe Biden would be stammering and stuttering and not be able to answer.
Elizabeth Warren would be fine, though.
There we go.
God, boy.
It's our president.
We're
so proud, everybody. Thanks. Thanks, evangelicals and racists.
And I really think us voters need to start just thinking about whatever we can do to vote to get Trump out of office. Because, okay, let's just say this isn't Ebola, right? It's not Ebola. People are going to die from it, though. But what if it was?
I'm sure the mortality rate will be lower here in the United States, because once people do get serious enough, apparently, that they're actually being treated, they'll it's pretty good health care here. You may not be able to pay for it, and you'll have to go bankrupt later. But it'll be decent, manageable.
It's
decent health care than in some of these places. So the mortality rate may be lower here.
Yeah.
But the numbers are just, it seems like it's more communicable,
right,
than some of these other ones. And that's what is.
But
the part that's kind of scary too.
And I guess in the unknown, right? I mean, we don't know.
Well, right.
Because there aren't enough testing kits for some fucking reason. I have no idea. I mean, God. Jeez.
The Trump's America. Bernie Sanders rally last night.
Yes.
7,000 people at the Arizona Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
Damn.
A protester shouting Heil Hitler, and who unfurled a Nazi flag with swastika, was kicked out of the rally.
This is not in Florida, you said?
Arizona.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, I mean, not good that it happened anywhere, but I'm sorry.
He hung the flag prominently over a banister at the start of the speech. He positioned himself in the upper deck behind where Sanders was speaking, started shouting anti-Jewish slurs at Sanders, performing a Nazi salute.
Jeez.
One attendee said he never put his arm down.
Ugh, gross.
Everyone was in disbelief. Security made their way to the dude.
Yes.
A few seconds after he unfurled the flag.
I saw a picture of this. This looks fucking insane, man. This is insane.
A man followed him outside to make sure he was removed. And the guy shouted racial slurs at him, which is captured on video. Oh, let's see if we have that video here. We have the audio of it.
What a lunatic.
At least. This is the racist who got kicked out, yelling at the dude, checking to make sure he got kicked out.
Okay.
That's right. Sorry, man. Shut up, nigger. Fuck you.
Sorry about that.
Nazi guy?
That was the Nazi going down the ramp. It's one of those people ramps that have to go down 18 levels, and so they're following him. He's following him with the cell phone. This asshole is leaving.
What a dickhead.
Calling the N-word.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Fuck that guy. Fuck you, Nazi. You fuck.
Joe Biden tweeted, I don't care who you're supporting, attacks like this against a man who could be the first Jewish president are disgusting and beyond the pale.
Right, right. Beyond the pale. He just, I mean, like, it's just so, such an ancient expression.
The incident comes at a time of increasing concern about the rise of white nationalism in the country. Gosh, I wonder why.
Hey, Donald Trump, baby.
Rise in anti-Semitic incidents. Last month, Chris Matthews compared Sanders to the German occupation of France in World War II.
Do you think Chris Matthews just fucked up, or does
last week in a graphic on a segment put together by CNN's Michael
Smirkonish,
the host asked, "Can either coronavirus or Bernie Sanders be stopped?"
Gosh. God, I almost choked. So you're comparing Bernie Sanders to Corona.
Well, they did it. This guy did on CNN.
Yeah, that's classy. Very classy.
So there you go, everybody.
You would think he would compare Donald Trump to the virus. Not someone that wants to bring you universal health care.
Right.
You're comparing a guy that wants to give us universal health care to a literal virus. That's weird.
So an actual Nazi.
Yeah, boy.
Protesting.
Jeez, great. You don't think that guy was just late to the Sound of Music rehearsals?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm here to audition for the Temple of Doom.
We've got...
Maybe he's in Hogan's Heroes or some shit like that. He's an understudy.
I thought I had another Trump's America story.
Fuck you!
I guess I don't. We do. Do you remember the it's a double Nazi.
Oh! Oh, God!
It's like a fucked up sex position.
Nine!
Do you remember the name... of
Reverend Fraulein
Arthur Jones?
No,
he is the guy that ran
yes
for Congress in Illinois, and who wasn't at one point, like, there was nobody else running. It was a heavily Democratic district. They probably didn't have a chance to win.
This guy,
but at one
Nazi.
Point he was the only Republican running. He would have been the only Republican on the ticket. Literal Nazi.
Literal goose stepper. He's in the Nazi party, right? Well, the Republican party, but he's a Nazi. That makes sense, actually, doesn't it?
Well, he's running again.
Yay!
The Illinois Republican Party has an avowed neo-Nazi Holocaust denier.
Oh!
Running to represent the 3rd Congressional District. They're doing what they can to stop him.
You can't stop this Nazi? Oh, come on!
The Illinois GOP... is launching a late primary five-figure ad blitz. They're spending tens of thousands of dollars against Arthur Jones.
Oh, fuck.
In a clear effort to avoid embarrassment once again after... Oh, he did win the nomination. He won the 3rd District GOP nomination unopposed in 2018. He ultimately lost the general to Dan Lipinski, the Democrat.
Fucking votes did he get, I wonder?
Sure we did the story at the time. I don't remember.
You know, Dan, I bet you're glad you beat the Nazi, because otherwise, holy shit, dude.
The state GOP chairman there said, Arthur Jones isn't a Republican. Oh. Au contraire.
But he is.
And we're going to expose people to who he really is and do everything we can to educate Republicans not to vote for Arthur Jones. What are you going to do, tell him that he's a racist? They'll be like, where do I sign up?
Yeah. Try to discourage him.
We're doing everything we can to distance ourselves from this neo-Nazi who is running as a Republican.
Well, no, you're not. Can they just have him not run on the ticket? I mean, is that... why don't they take him off the ticket?
But the scary part is, why are they having to put money behind his opponent?
Like, why can't they get him to resign?
Why does he have anybody voting for him?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
The Illinois GOP is throwing their support behind Will County Board member Mike Friccoloni, framing him as the anti-Jones candidate. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, Jones collected 844 signatures to get on the ballot.
The Nazi! The Nazi got 844 signatures.
Only needed 600.
Oh, so he overachieved.
To get on the ballot. The party spokesman said, we have plans to spend upward of $50,000, and as more money is raised, the money will go directly to defeating Nazi Arthur Jones.
That is crazy.
This is a primary where a local Republican group is having to spend their money, tens of thousands of dollars, to beat a Nazi.
And the guy
Trump's
got
America,
800, everybody. Woohoo! Guy got 804 votes or something like that. That's a lot. That's discouraging, you know?
Yeah.
Gosh.
This headline over at Raw Story.
Wow.
We are all going to die. Internet shocked by Trump claiming a, quote, natural ability to understand science.
He doesn't read, though. He's the one genius scientist that doesn't have to read anything.
Isn't that? He shouldn't have. He could have. He was thinking about, joining this world. I love this world. I love this world.
You know, let's say he didn't know anything. If I was president, really, I would have called, I might have called up Obama or somebody from Finland and said, listen, run this country the way we want to be like the Finnish. We don't want to be like this.
Plus, he was wearing a MAGA hat as he was walking through the destruction.
Was he really?
Yeah.
So he's campaigning.
Exactly.
He's wearing
exactly the complaint. Yeah.
Fucking racist symbol of hate fuck on his right. Goddamn orange fucking head. That great. He was carried through the air.
Another great headline for you. Coronavirus could set off a domino effect capable of dragging down the whole economy.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you can see that, right? People get real sick. Nobody wants to go out. Nobody wants to do anything. Not spending any fucking money. Nobody's working. Everybody's stuck at home. Yeah, I can see how that could affect the economy.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We got so many stories, though. It's Jesus. There's so much going on.
Yeah, and it's all good stuff. Really good stuff.
The big giant headlines. The other one. Did you see this? A federal judge doing the heavy smackdown.
Yes.
On that fucking attorney general, alleged attorney general of ours.
Oh, our attorney general.
William Barr.
Oh, yes, yes.
And this judge is a George Bush judge.
Oh.
So this ain't no Obama judge. They'd love to say, or Clinton. Yeah. Federal judge sharply criticized Attorney General William P. Barr for a, quote, lack of candor. In other words, lying.
Yes. Bullshitting.
Questioning the truthfulness of the nation's top law enforcement official, the way he handled last year's report by special counsel Robert Mueller.
So they're worried about his truthiness.
U.S. District Judge Reggie Walton, overseeing a lawsuit by Epic, a watchdog group, and BuzzFeed.
Yes.
He said he saw serious discrepancies between Barr's public statements. These guys they're trying to get, using Freedom of Information Act, to get as much of the redacted Mueller report
right.
as they can.
Right.
Because they don't, for some reason, they don't trust
Bill
Barr
the summary?
To have redacted things that were actually national security parts.
And by redacted, you mean draw a big black line to the important shit that for some reason we can't handle.
So we saw discrepancies between what Barr said about Mueller's findings.
Yes.
And the what was released. Like we all did when Barr came out and said, hey, no collusion, no obstruction. All good. See you later. And then the even the redacted part came out. We're all like, it's right there. It's collusion.
I thought what happened
Mueller
was...
said we would charge him if we could.
Barr came out with a summary and then the report, right?
His summary said, I've summarized this. Totes cool. No harm, no foul.
But Mueller said what you just
said, right? Foul. We couldn't do anything about it. So we're going to kick this to the Congress, who has the ability to impeach this motherfucker.
And actually, they could have done something. They could have just ignored the memo and indicted the guy. They could have.
Well, right. But that not a, Bill Barr is going to indict.
Oh, yeah.
Trump.
That would be an issue, right?
That's not going to happen. Yes.
This sucks.
We can't fucking fix anything. Fuck.
Because Bill Barr wrote an 11-page audition letter.
Yes.
All about why a sitting president can't be indicted.
If Elizabeth Warren had been elected president, would she have a different AG?
I think she might replace Bill Barr. Yeah, I think probably Kamala Harris.
Could she be AG? Could Elizabeth Warren be AG? Could Elizabeth Warren do something in the government since she can't be president for some fucking reason?
I kind of like that. She's never been a prosecutor.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll actually be fair.
Yeah. She should be president. Stupid.
The judge ruled that an independent review of Mueller's full report.
Yes.
So the judge says, I want the full unredacted report. I'm going to read it. And we're going to have an independent review.
Okay.
And see if Barr lied to the public or not.
Well, I'm going to think that it's going to show that he did lie.
This is from the judge,
yeah.
a conservative judge. In the court's view, Attorney General Barr's representation that the Mueller report would be subject only to those redactions required by law or by compelling law enforcement, national security, or personal privacy interests cannot be credited without the court's independent verification. In other words, I don't believe you. I don't believe that the only things redacted were what I just read.
So the court gets to look at the material Barr redacted and give the okay on it.
Right.
And come to an agreement.
And he says, in light of Attorney General Barr's conduct and misleading public statements about the findings in the Mueller report.
Bam!
So he's like, why should we believe that you redacted this stuff fairly when you came out and lied in public?
So this is a Bush appointee. Do you think this guy's worried about his legacy? Why is he doing the right thing?
I don't know. It's highly unusual for a federal judge to publicly question the honesty of a sitting attorney general.
Well,
Walton's opinion comes amid growing rancor between the judicial branch of the government and the executive and legislative branches. Earlier on Thursday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he regretted comments he made about two conservative Supreme Court justices that drew a rare rebuke from Chief Justice John Roberts. We talked about that yesterday.
So fucking what?
Meanwhile, Trump has repeatedly attacked federal judges, drawing condemnation from the Democrats.
Big fucking deal. The price. I think we all know Chucky Schumer didn't mean anybody was getting offed or anything like that. You know?
And remember, Mueller, the judge also writes about, remember Mueller, even when after Barr came out with his little 4-page summary.
Oh, yes.
And had his press conference.
Ooh, his book report.
Remember Mueller sent a letter and was like, that's not what I said.
That's right. That's right, I remember that.
And that's what this judge is citing also. Yes. He has great, quote, grave concerns about the objectivity of the process, says the judge. Basically, he's saying, did you do this to cover up for the president?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He has grave concerns.
Right. The court cannot reconcile certain public representations made by Attorney General Barr and the findings in the Mueller report.
Oh, shit. Damn.
The circumstances generally and Attorney General Barr's lack of candor specifically call into question Attorney General Barr's credibility.
Oh, shit. Shit, guys.
This is a federal judge.
Now, are you concerned now that we know our attorney general has questionable credibility? Does that bother you?
We knew that.
Is it news to you?
No, of course not.
Okay. So that means the judge has to get that then. Is there anything standing in his way from getting the unredacted Mueller report?
This guy has done good before. He was the judge that told U.S. prosecutors to either charge former acting FBI director Andrew McCabe or shut the fuck up about it.
Oh, wow. So
remember, because Trump keeps saying they're getting charged, they're getting charged, and all the QAnon people are, he's going to get charged. He's going to get charged.
Yeah, yeah.
And the prosecutors were like, we might charge him any day now.
With what?
And then nothing happened. And the judge finally was like, shit or get off the pot. It's been like 3 years.
Quit terrorizing this guy.
And quit telling the media you're going to charge him.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it. Remember, the grand jury they took the stuff to was angry. Remember, the grand jury that they took the shit on McCabe to was like, why are we looking at this? This is not a crime. This is a personnel issue.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
This is a personnel issue.
Yes, yes.
He broke a rule. He didn't break a law. Why are we looking at this?
Yeah. Well, but the motivations might be political.
I think it's political.
In nature.
Gasp.
Wow. These fuck sticks are flying around.
God, how boring when on January 21st, when President Biden or Sanders is inaugurated. Yep.
It's going to be boring.
It's, you know, even if McConnell is still in charge of the Senate, even if the Democrats don't flip the Senate, it's going to be butt plug-itis again. Nothing's going to get done. Right. It's going to be Obama's second term all over again.
Yeah.
But Trump won't be in charge. It's going to be
right. And
just
maybe
like,
you can appoint a special counsel to look into this shit.
I tweeted that, Elizabeth Warren.
Right. That's a good idea.
Put her in charge.
Oh my God.
Of interviewing these motherfuckers.
And yet she persisted. Go get them. Go rip them a new asshole. Fuck.
Including Mitch.
Yeah.
And his.
Oh,
and the Russian DNA crusted in his jowls.
Yeah. Have a look at that. I'm sorry. That sounds like a horrible job.
I guess they're saying that a lot of the pundits are saying that Mitch McConnell is getting, and then the GOP are getting more and more worried about the election.
Yes.
For Trump. Because, Steve Bullock finally in Montana.
Fuck you.
Remember, he was running for president.
Yes.
He was one of the guys, the governor.
Right.
Popular Democratic governor in Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
One of these reach across the aisles guys, because he's in Montana.
Yeah, I mean.
But he got shit done. He got like gun shit passed in,
that's
in,
crazy.
In Montana.
There's lots of guns.
I liked him. You know, he's a little he's a little on the moderate side, but I liked him. But he was one of those guys that was like, don't run for president. Oh, dear God, run for Senate. Run for Senate. He finally, like yesterday, decided he's running for Senate.
Right.
And that has sent shivers. Well, Mitch doesn't have a spine, but down his whatever his main neural network is.
I don't know what that is. He's a jellyfish.
Big argument, and you heard this from sitting Democratic lawmakers worried about a Sanders nomination affecting the down ballots. But now, with Biden surging and Steve Bullock jumping into the race, this guy says it's Mitch McConnell's worst nightmare. He said Steve Bullock would not have gotten in if Sanders was going to be the nominee. Because they were worried about the down ticket. He wouldn't he wouldn't felt he had a chance.
Right.
But he thinks with Biden resurgent and, you know,
it helps
now
down
Biden's
ticket.
Basically got a cruise, that it'll hopefully help the down ticket.
Yeah.
And possibly flip the Senate.
Well, that's great news.
And
that's great fucking news.
Four of those contests we saw I probably won't be able to name the fourth. Maine, Nevada, Colorado, and like another one. Right. Are all the Democrats are in the lead.
That's great.
And don't forget, a couple of polls have Amy McGrath tied with Moscow Mitch in Kentucky. And
what will he do if he loses?
Jamie Harrison tied with Luscious Lindsey Graham.
Damn! Oh, shit! That would be...
Imagine if all those fucks were shown the door.
Well, if they were, I would feel better about this thing where Trump can decide to stay or not. I would feel better. You know what I mean? This is what happened in 2016, though. I remember sitting there thinking, what if they get the Senate? Senate in the House and the White House. Boy, that'll be amazing.
Trump may not appreciate the threat to the Senate Republican majority, but Majority Leader McConnell certainly does. Senator Tom Tillis in North Carolina, he's not only below his Democratic rival, it is now officially a toss-up race.
Oh, shit.
Martha McSally in Arizona, below her Democratic rival.
Damn.
They're going to have to spend tons of money on Cornyn in Texas.
Oh,
and
fuck.
Joni Ernst in Iowa.
Oh, my God.
To try to save them from
the castrator.
These good Democrats that are rising in the polls against these
assholes.
And
they usually don't have to spend that kind of fucking money, right?
It's useless. It's Iowa.
Shit.
People are sick of these fucking Republicans. And I saw a lot of anecdotal people saying that my Republican relatives in the suburbs went out and voted Biden.
Oh, fuck.
That they're like, okay, we need an adult behind the wheel.
Right.
And they're comfortable with Biden. They're sorry about Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
God. All right. So, well, that's good. That's good news.
And the polls show that he's losing the suburban white women that helped put him into the White House.
Jesus Christ. I would imagine he would be losing women. I mean, supportive women, right?
Well, but those suburban white women were the one demo that kind of really helped him. And the middle-aged white men.
That is crazy, too.
Uneducated.
Yes. I love the uneducated.
I love the poorly educated.
Right.
They say it's becoming expensive. It's a real threat. And with Biden at the top of the ticket, this pundit believes the majority is in question. This is a Republican operative.
Right. Damn. So maybe this is why. I mean, if the Republicans feel like, are there going to be some senators that feel like they just have to dump Trump to win if they're in the GOP?
Well, maybe if his approval, shocker, his approval rating has started to go down again. You know, it was going up for some reason.
Right. LSD.
But now with I think people are kind of figuring out this that maybe he's not handling this coronavirus thing perfectly.
Right.
It's starting to go down again. So,
yeah,
that's not the direction he wants with. Coming up.
Fuck no.
He's still low. I mean, he's still anybody with like a 38%, 40% approval rating. It ain't good for an incumbent.
Fuck no. Of
That's
course not.
Really bad for an incumbent.
I mean, God.
And then when the flip side of it is like a 56% disapproval. But when you cut that up, that disapproval into we kind of disapprove or we hate him with the fire of 1,000 suns.
Yeah.
It's like 90% of everybody on the disapprove level hates him with the fire of 1,000 suns.
They hate the motherfucker.
They don't disapprove a little. Right. You can't disapprove of Trump a little.
He either has his cultists or everybody fucking hates him.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Oh, good. That's good news. Shit.
God damn it. There's too much going
on.
Nice. I didn't get to hardly any of my Faithless Friday clips. We'll sprinkle them in next week.
Yay.
Because fuck, look at the time. We're just almost about done.
Fuck.
We could drop one in really quickly. This'll make you feel better.
Okay. Well, that last story did.
About the corona.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
This is apparently self-described, quote, respected prophet Cindy Jacobs. We haven't heard from her in a while.
Okay.
But here you go. This will reassure you about the corona.
We're going to decree that the coronavirus will cease worldwide. Now, what's going to happen? I don't know if everybody will get healed. I don't know. We're praying. We prayed for vaccines. We prayed for Israel. We've heard they have vaccines. We have people interceding across the face of the earth.
The intercessors. They sent their intercessors.
Interceding across the face of the earth. Listen,
intercessors have been going to Wall Street. I mean, this is all over. I have to tell you, intercessors are on this. I just want to thank you, intercessors of the world. You haven't slept through this. You have been very, very active. And we're going to ask what God will heal those affected. We want comfort for those who have lost family members. I want to especially pray, here we are, if about Seattle area, because we know that there's more deaths. Oh.
With that snake.
Holy shit.
What about that snake?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of a governor that Trump said.
Oh, Inslee, yes.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jacobs.
Going on there. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, you have promised we have all authority, not some authority. You have promised that we are seated with you in heavenly places. So we take throne room. And we bring that into this situation of the coronavirus. And we say, in the name of Jesus, virus, you are illegal. This is God's earth.
She declared the virus illegal. This is God's earth.
Is she having corona deported?
Listen to that that band she's
that
got,
band
man.
Is amazing. They must pay so much.
I was thinking, God, they're pretty boring. You know, at first, it was just that little kind of like elevator music, but man, they took their cue. They knew. She's no Paula White.
No. Paula!
Mahanda Rabo Soko, Mahanda Agasata, Reke Yamanda Raboko Sokota, Ronda Yakande Eke Seke La Mama Manda Rabakase, Meta Rabakande E.
Power! Fuck you. Nanda da Sitia. Nanda da Sitia.
I can't do the outro. I'm left with power. We gotta go quickly. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. You know, we're all over the podcasting world. I love that world. Ryan's doing some comedy. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on the Facebook, and RatedRComedy.com for his schedule.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. I'm so freaking vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you again on Monday.
Monday, Yabashiki!
I'm going to play that one again on the way out.
Soko, Mahanda Agasata, Reke Yamanda Raboko Sokota, Ronda Yakande Eke Seke La Mama Manda Rabakase, Meta Rabakande E. Babaka so Yalamana Niana no Sakayato Yagande, Yamakato Yabatania City Akano Yakatara City Power!
Mahanaboko, thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.